Kieran, you'd have to be delighted with that. You got yourself back in just before half time after the concession of the early goal, but the quality shown by the team in the second half, very pleasing.
Yeah, well, I have to say, like, we've played probably about three games running up to this, and we played very well, put up big scores, and unfortunately what we said to them, don't give away an early goal, which we've done actually over the last 2 years. We've given away early goals, but in fairness to them, they fought their way back into it, and as I say, we were in the half time 1-6 each, but at the same time we squandered a lot of ball. I thought we could have been further ahead, but it wasn't to be. But they have a bit of spirit, these lads. I know it's only starting, it's only junior, as they say, but it's only starting off, but I think as this goes on, the momentum for these men will get an awful lot better, you know.
It took you a good while just to get the goal back. Just when you were closing on them, they just seemed to be able to kick on again in that first half.
Yeah, we probably elementary stuff like losing the ball at the last minute when we should have been holding on to it. Just things that you can rectify eventually down the line when you can get these boys more time together. Like as I say, when you had them together, say, three times. So hopefully now, we've another game coming up now in another couple of weeks, and we can get them together and maybe give this a good shot. Like,
I mean, the timing of the equalising goal just before half time, I think psychologically lifted the players for the second half.
Oh, it did, surely. So it's always say, if you're going to score a goal, you score it before half time, and at least you're going in then with sort of walking on the water a bit, as they say, with a bit of confidence then for the second half.
And then early in that second half you squandered quite a few opportunities, but thankfully they didn't come back to haunt you in the end.
Yeah, well, you're right there. The same, like, in the first half we squandered, I think we kicked something like seven wides in the first half. They kicked one wide and one into the keeper's hand, so that just goes to show you what we squandered. In the second half we probably did much the same again, if not more, but look, we'll take it anyway. We were bet last year by a point. We won this year by a point, so I'll be happy with that, you know.
I know a lot of misses, but a lot of the forward play, you would have been happy. A lot of good movement on and off the ball.
Yeah, well, they played well. Like, you know, they used the ball well. When we went at them, we opened them up. We just didn't finish. We're not the finished article by no means. There's even a couple of more men that are eligible to play in this that weren't playing today. They'll come into the reckoning. And hopefully we can straighten this thing up and move on from it.
Yeah, your thoughts on the late penalty, I suppose, anxious moments in the last couple of minutes, naturally enough, when they got it back to a point, you must have been fearing the worst.
Of course it was. I was just fearing that, again, we were going to throw it away. I don't know whether it was a penalty or not. You're going to say it wasn't, sure. Everybody says that, but at the end of the day, we won by a point, and I'm happy, so yeah.
Great to get a home win, and as you say, now you have another home game to look forward to in a fortnight's time. So this is, without, you know, looking too far ahead, this is a good opportunity now for you, Kieran.
It is, and it's a good opportunity for these men that are here to lay a claim down to maybe being on the senior squad, you know, and it's up to them to show Aidan O'Rourke that they should be there. It's up to him to pick them at the end of the day. But if we can go on from this camp, it can only be good for football in Louth.
And I mean, this is a useful Kildare team. They have, over the last few years, have treated this junior pretty seriously, and they, you know, they've won two of the last three Leinsters.
That's right. We've actually, in the last 3 years, we've played Kildare twice, and they've beat us twice. We actually played them down in Kildare, and they beat us twice. They themselves went on then to the final and won it. And actually last year, Cavan, they went on to the final. I don't know if, I think they were bad actually in the final, but we seem to get a lot of the harder teams first to go to the final, so hopefully we can follow suit after the night's performance.
And this one will be laying down a marker now for the senior game on Sunday week.
Well, look at it, all helps. Like, all this sort of helps. It keeps the tempo up in the county, keeps everybody tuned into the county team, as they say. And hopefully when we come out here again, we'll have a bigger crowd out to support these men.